12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Well, time for us to get into Algoa Cares right now. Joining us is Salmarie Morgan, Head of Programs at Aurora Special Care Center. Welcome to Algoa Cares, Salmarie.
Thank you so much, Casey. Thank you for having us.
It's only a pleasure having you with us on Algoa Cares. Salmarie, tell us about Aurora Special Care Center. What do you do and how long have you been in existence?
Aurora has actually been around quite a while. We started in 1978, two teachers at Asian, to create a place for children and adults with physical and intellectual disabilities. So we've just grown stronger since then. At the moment, we've got three different areas in our center. So we've got a stimulation center where we get children and adults coming in daily. Our programs run from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. We've got therapy services on site, and we really focus, we're serious about stimulation here at Aurora. So we focus on really equipping each child and adult to reach their full potential, whatever that might be. And we focus, we've got a school preparation class for special needs schools in our area. And then we've also got classes focusing on life skills, on sensory input, and then also we do a lot of alternative communication for children and adults who are unable to speak verbally so that they still get a voice, you know, through pictures or through use of computers or however we want to do that. And, that's the stimulation center. We're also opening up a baby class at the stimulation center again next year, so we're very excited to reopen that. And then we've also got a residential care facility. There's 14 mostly adults, but a few children too who stay at the residence. And we've got a sister on duty 24/7, and then obviously full-time care because the children and adults at the residence mostly cannot care for themselves and they need assistance. And then we've also got a group home called Paddy House, and we've got 13 adults with either physical or intellectual disabilities living in Paddy House. And at Paddy House, you have to be able to perform your own self-care. So we've got a house mother there and then one carer during the day and one carer during the night. And Paddy House do a variety of craft projects and outreach projects, so there's a lot going on.
Sounds like a massive operation, Salmarie. How many staff members or volunteers do you have, you know, putting pedal to the metal over there?
So we've got at least 100 permanent staff
100?
Members, volunteers, wow. Yeah, over 100, over the two shifts working in the residence. And we've had to put our volunteers on hold a little bit due to COVID, but we used to have a lot of volunteers coming in too, so we really appreciate that.
What are your main sources of income, Salmarie?
Casey, so obviously it's always challenging for an NGO. As you know, our parents they pay a monthly fee, but we always need more funds. We really get minimal government support, so we've got a lot of fundraising efforts going. And then also we've got the Aurora Angel Project running, so people from the general public can sponsor or even partially sponsor a child or an adult with a physical or intellectual disability. If parents can't afford the full monthly fees, there's always people here that are not able to contribute everything. So we've got that going, and then we've got a charity shop, and the general public can then give goods that they don't need anymore, and we sell that. And then we've also got a lot of fundraising efforts, like our Christmas market coming up and things like that.
Well, I was going to touch on that now. You're gearing up for your Christmas market. Tell us more about it.
So we're very excited for our Christmas market. It's going to be on the 2nd and 3rd of December, and it's going to take place at Aurora Special Care Center. We have a variety of stalls coming in, different vendors on the Friday evening. We've got food trucks and we've got live entertainment. And on the Saturday, it's a more traditional fete type of vibe. So we've got all of the good old food stalls like pancakes and puddings and all of that. And then also our residents at Paddy House will be selling their crafts that they made. So it's really going to be a special event.
Where is it happening? And are the tickets on sale? How do we get hold of you as well?
So the Christmas market is at our venue at Aurora Special Care Center. It's 52 Ellen Drive, Warmer Downs. The entry fee is R10 for adults and it's free for children under 12. And they are more than welcome to take a look at our Facebook page or give us a call at the center if they want more information.
I believe you have a list of needs as well.
Yes, we do. So except for the Aurora Angel project, we are also gearing up to we've had a wonderful design for a big veggie and century garden that someone has kindly done for us. Mm-hmm. So we're really appealing for plants and hard landscaping objects and things like that. And then there's obviously ongoing needs, like in the classes we do a lot of craft projects and stationery and things like that. That's ongoing. So if anyone can help with that, that would be fantastic.
So there we go. Algoa Country, the Christmas market happening on the 2nd and 3rd of December. Where can we find more information?
You can find more information on our Facebook page, or you can give us a call at 041-368-6180.
So there we go, Algoa Country. For more information, head on over to the Algoa Cares page on our website, algoafm.co.za. Salmarie, thank you so much, and all of the best with your upcoming Christmas market on the 2nd and 3rd of December.
Thank you so much, Casey.
It's our pleasure. Bye now.
Bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.